give us this day is a devotional reflection upon the New Testament lesson appointed for the morning office from the Book of Common Prayer 1928. These devotionals are written and presented by Father Charles Erlinson, who serves at the Church of the Good Shepherd in Tyler, Texas. Father Charles' devotionals can be found both in print and online.
Today is Wednesday of the 8th Sunday after Trinity. The lesson is taken from the Gospel according to St. Luke, the 16th chapter, verses 1 through 18.
And he said unto his disciples, There was a certain rich man which had a steward, and the same was accused unto him that he had wasted his goods. And he called him and said unto him, How is it that I hear this of thee? Give an account of thy stewardship, for thou mayest no longer be steward. Then the steward said within himself, What shall I do? For my Lord taketh away from me the stewardship. I cannot dig. To beg I am ashamed. I am resolved what to do, that when I am put out of the stewardship, they may receive me into their houses. So he called every one of his Lord's debtors unto him, and said unto the first, How much owest thou unto my Lord? And he said, 100 measures of oil. And he said unto him, Take thy bill, and sit down quickly, and write 50. Then said he to another, And how much owest thou? And he said, 100 measures of wheat. And he said unto him, Take thy bill, and write 80. And the Lord commended the unjust steward, because he had done wisely. For the children of this world are in their generation wiser than the children of light. And I say unto you, Make to yourselves friends of the mammon of unrighteousness, that, when ye fail, they may receive you into everlasting habitations. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much, and he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. If therefore ye have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? And if ye have not been faithful in that which is another man's, who shall give you that which is not your own? No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. And the Pharisees also, who were covetous, heard all these things, and they derided him. And he said unto them, Ye are they which justify yourselves before men, but God knoweth your hearts, for that which is highly esteemed among men is abomination in the sight of God. The law and the prophets were until John. Since that time the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presseth into it. And it is easier for heaven and earth to pass away than one tittle of the law to fail. Whosoever putteth away his wife and marrieth another committeth adultery, and whosoever marrieth her that is put away from her husband committeth adultery. Here endeth the second lesson.
What is money? It's a question I used to ask my senior economics students. While money may be defined in several ways, one of the most important definitions is that money is a symbol of wealth. It stands for the material riches with which God has blessed us. Economics, which literally means law of the house or rule of the house, is therefore primarily a matter of stewardship of what God has given us. This is why Jesus tells so many parables about money. Far from condemning money, money is one of his favorite subjects. Whenever Jesus tells a parable about money, pay careful attention. Because money is a symbol of the material riches with which God has blessed us, how we use our money and possessions is a symbol of how faithful we have been as stewards. Those who are poor stewards of their money are generally poor stewards of other resources God has given them as well, time, energy, gifts, and talents. Jesus summarizes all of this, our entire life as stewards of his good gifts, in Luke 16:10. He who is faithful in what is least is faithful also in much, and he who is unjust in what is least is unjust also in much. Often we pay little attention to the little things in life because they are, well, little. We think, well, at least I'm getting the big things right. But the little things are never just little, because little things have also been created by God, and every little thing is to be treated with its proper respect. Little things also have a magical way of becoming big things. I remember a comment Kobe Bryant made during halftime of one of the NBA playoff games one year, quoting a coach friend of his. The quote was this, "Everything turns on a trifle." He meant that someone like Steve Nash, who steals and makes assists and runs after loose balls and forces charging fouls, can change the course of a game and even alter its conclusion without even scoring a point. Caring about the little things in the NBA Finals is how an NBA Final, a very big thing, is won. And so it is in the spiritual world as well, which we should always remember is attached to the physical world and not separate from it. Just as showing up for work every day, getting there on time, and doing your best job is important, so it's important to show up every day in your life with God. Though there is no one ready to fire you if you miss a day or mail it in that day, our daily walk with God should be marked by the same determination and excellence that generally marks the workplace. And so your management of your money, a relatively small thing, Jesus says, is a gauge of how you are doing with your life with God, which is the biggest thing of all. In Luke 16:11, Jesus teaches that if you have not been faithful in unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? The measure of faithfulness with money is not, however, how much you have, for we are all in different circumstances. But God gives us many good guidelines in the use of money. First, have you planned your life so that you are tithing? That is, giving God the 10% that is due to him. Tithing, as you may have noticed, doesn't just happen. It requires faithful stewardship. And those who hold back the tithe are also holding back other parts of their lives that should be given to God. Second, have you provided for your family? Third, do you forsake extra luxuries so that you have enough to give to the poor? Christians are supposed to give alms. Remember, every dollar you have belongs to God, and you are but a steward who must give an account for every dollar when you meet the Lord. Attached to every dollar is the mark of God's ownership. Attached to every dollar is the spiritual use, remembering that physical things are also spiritual, for which God intended it. That ought to make us think twice about the words printed on every denomination bill in the U.S., "In God we trust." Thou shalt not steal is a commandment about the gifts, resources, God has given us. Of course, it's wrong to steal, but every one of the negative commandments of God implies a positive action as well, just as mortification implies sanctification. It's not enough to not steal. A man must also work, or he shall not eat. But it's not enough simply to work to feed oneself. A man must also work to feed his family. It's not enough to feed your family. Hopefully, you're saving something for the future and for unexpected expenses. Ultimately, your financial goal is greater even than this. It's to have enough to tithe, to share, and to give to the poor. But money is only one measure. In fact, everything that God has given us is a gift from him, and how we use each gift is a gauge of how faithful we are being as stewards. How do you spend the hours of the day? How much time is given to self and how much to others? Do you stay up too late so that you can't adequately do God's work the next day? Have you chosen to use that half-hour exercise time for something easier but less healthy? And what about the special abilities God has given you? How are they being used each day? These are the day-to-day little things with which God has entrusted us. If you want to be great in God's kingdom, then begin by being faithful with the small things he has already brought you each day. Faithful stewardship of the material and little things in life is the means by which God judges whether or not to entrust you with more of his spiritual riches.
This has been a presentation of Always with Christ Radio in the Anglican Way.